gun control measures today that range from enhancing background checks to prohibiting people on terror watch lists from purchasing guns. So over the next couple of months, Daryl Steinberg will be preparing to take over as Sacramento's new mayor. The question many are asking, though, is, will he be good for small business in our city? And Sac Metro Chamber's Peter Tatishi joins us now to discuss that and a lot more. Good morning, Peter. What do we have? Your mic on? There we go. So let's talk about Daryl Steinberg once he is in office. How do you think his administration will help, or will it hurt small business and new business?
Well, I think Mayor-elect Steinberg is committed to supporting the local economy here, and especially small businesses. Throughout the campaign, he talked about businesses as being a priority, and at the Metro Chamber, we look forward to partnering and teaming with him wherever possible on helping the economic agenda and job growth.
So, what do you think he's going to be able to bring to Sacramento that his predecessor wasn't?
Well, it's not about bringing more or bringing less. It's really about continuing the conversation around how we support businesses. And I think, Mayor-elect now Steinberg is very committed to the idea that, we have to grow jobs through a robust economy, which means supporting businesses there. So, I think at the end of the day, Mayor Johnson has been very good for the city of Sacramento from a business standpoint. And I think Senator Steinberg and Mayor-elect Steinberg are very committed to continuing that momentum going.
Don't worry. It's going to take him a while on his checks to write that, too. California has the sixth largest economy in the world. Do you think that that Sacramento and local businesses take advantage of that when we are trying to attract new business?
Well, I think, at the end of the day, we have a lot of great people that are here focusing on how we attract and how we actually grow businesses. And, we have a lot of opportunity here in comparison to the rest of the state. We have room for some growth, some room for some opportunity. Last week there was news of some new opportunities that may be coming to the Sacramento region. And I think all of us are committed to seeing us take advantage of the, growing economy here in California. But at the same time, there's also, as we're talking with a lot of small businesses here in the region through our Small Business Development Center, we're seeing caution. They feel that things may be opening up, but they're taking a conservative approach to how they look at growing their small businesses. And so that's where we need to have a little more certainty within the market to say, yeah, we can take the risk to look at growth within our business community.
Did you hear anything from any of the other candidates during the mayoral race, from Tony Lopez or from Angelique Ashby, that you liked, that maybe Daryl didn't talk about, that you hope he might look at or implement down the road?
I think a lot, they were all consistently pro-business in the sense of talking about the need to grow the tax base, to grow opportunities within the economy. There were definitely things that both Mr. Lopez and Ms. Ashby talked about. Ms. Ashby talked about some of the opportunities in regards to some of the utility tax credits that might help some businesses, because the city of Sacramento has some utility taxes that are different than the rest of the county. It's an additional charge, even though they don't provide the electricity. SMUD provides the electricity to the city of Sacramento. So those are things that we would like to see, continued in the conversation. But, at the end of the day, there was a great white paper that was put together through the Metro Chamber and other business groups that both Ashby and Steinberg signed. And so, we have full confidence that they're going to be able to push a strong agenda.
We're talking with Sac Metro Chamber's Peter Tatishi. Before we let you go, I have to ask you about the new GM at Regional Transit at RT. What do you think? What do you like about this guy?
So Henry Lee, just an amazing professional, great background, a lot of strengths, has turned a lot of different transit districts around through his career. And so we're really excited to see him come on board here at Sac RT. Candidly, he's talking about all the right things. He wants to add fare checkers to make sure that those who are trying to abuse the system are being caught. He wants to look at safety and cleanliness of the light rail system and our buses. He wants to talk about making sure that we have efficient and effective routes and actually looking at potentially having to close some that aren't performing because we have a financial problem at SACRT. So the fact that he's willing to start with all of our problems and say we have to turn this around, he's hitting all the right messages in my mind.
How long do you give him, or how long does the city give him? before 6 months or a year before you say this guy's doing the job we thought he would, or oh boy.
We have to give him time. I mean, this is a huge, it's a regional transit system. So you've got to give him time to be able to do that. And unfortunately, we've got some big events coming up that people are going to be judging him on, like the opening of the Golden One Center. But we have to be able to give him time to manage through the whole system.
Just a couple of months away. All right, Peter, thanks as always. That's Sacramento Chamber's Peter Tatishi with us here on KSBK. Well, the time is 6:47. Brian, how the car's looking?
We had a couple of accidents on I-80 and some slowing building in